Hi, and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Mirelle Parker. Today I'm going to tell the story of how I wrote my novel, Wanderlust in Lucerne, and turning pro. So in case you don't know, when I was 28, I went back to university to do a diploma in professional writing. It was one afternoon a week, and the other five mornings and three afternoons, I taught English as a second language. So this was in Perth, Australia. I loved it. There was a public relations unit included in the course, but I was only interested in the creative writing unit. As part of the course, we had to keep a journal and it was assessed. I would go around sitting in cafes, listening to people speak and note what they said. Sometimes. Other times I would write about my feelings and responses to the material we read. Once I wrote my thoughts on the message in a Bacci chocolate. You know, the one they're all about, like love or friendship or that kind of thing. But mostly I wrote about my yearning to be a writer, a bit like Aeneas Nin. And when I say yearning to be a writer, a bit like Aeneas Nin, I mean, I read her book, Journal of a Wife, last year, and it's her journals. And it's from the time when she lived in Paris in the late 1920s, and she was married. They had been living in New York. Her husband was American. Aeneas was French, Spanish. And she's very well known for her journals and also what she writes about writing or creativity. But what I noticed in these journals, it was before she actually had properly become a writer or was when she was on her way, and she was always writing about her desire to be a writer, and same with me. When I got home from teaching, I'd have a coffee and then get stuck into my homework. Sometimes it was a short story to read, other times it was a short story to write. Once I had to present the tutorial on Kafka, Metamorphosis. When I moved to Switzerland the following year in 2008, I couldn't work because I didn't have a visa. So I started writing the novel that became Wanderlust. I would get up and make a coffee, an instant one with full cream milk, then return to bed with the laptop. All I could manage was 1 hour at a time then. 1 hour writing at a time. If you want to know what else I did, you can read Wanderlust, because a lot of what I wrote was inspired by my first few months in Lucerne. And I'll leave the link in the show notes. Well, it will be there under my books. After the writing, I'd go into town and in the afternoon to my German class. Later on, I could write for 2 hours at a time and then for three finally. But during that time, I read all I could about writers and writing. Somewhere in there, I bought Stephen Pressfield's Turning Pro. It's a book. I didn't read it all, but I got the message. To be a pro, you have to act like one. So one of the things I remember is that, you know, if you're a pro, you just get up and you do the work. You just do it. You don't make excuses. You just do it. I didn't read the whole book, but I got the message. I also read about the delayed gratitude experiment. Maybe you know that one. Kids were given a lolly, and told that if they saved it till the researcher came back, they could have a second one. Those kids who waited for the second turned out to do better in life. Now, I wasn't sure that I'd have waited for the second lolly as a kid, but I was determined to be one of the successful ones now. Delayed gratification. I set up my life to orient around writing. As soon as I woke, I'd do the 2 or 3 hours, and then I could do whatever else I wanted and feel happy. That was the delayed gratification part. I'd do the work first, and then I would get the gratification afterwards. I decided to teach only part-time, and this was when I was back in Perth then. So on the 4 days, I got up to write, including the weekends. That meant I couldn't have more than 2 alcoholic drinks, and I had to be asleep by 11 p.m., with few exceptions. Now it's been 15 years since I devoted myself to writing. I never work weekends anymore, but this Saturday I got up to finish a novel I'd been working on. I started it in January, and I have posted some of it on my Instagram. It was one of my goals for this year, and I was thrilled to complete it. 60,000 words. I entered it into a competition. Meanwhile, I was re-editing my Love Queen memoir to give back to the editor tomorrow for publishing. She wanted me to cut it, to cut out half, but in the end, I wrote a new memoir about my formation until age 28, and I'm using the rest of the memoir as the memoir that I'll publish first. So that is basically from age 28 to 38, when a lot happened in my life, like I had brain surgery, breast cancer, and was married, broke up, moved back to Perth, was married in Switzerland, and then moved back to Perth and had some other relationships since and a lot of dating experiences. I learned a lot. So in the last week, I wrote and edited 60,000 words for the second one, excluding the weekend. I was doing 7 hours and 10 to 14,000 words a day. I couldn't do that long term. That's why I'm so happy to have finished it today. I started at 7 a.m. and finished at 2:30 p.m. And tomorrow I'll add the journal parts back into it. So it will be 80 to 100,000 words. The editor said that it needs to be that. Yay. To do this, I need to take lots of breaks. Good breaks. Replenishing. Eat well. Sleep well. Exercise. Have a massage every 2 weeks. Do yoga once a week. If you have a dream, though, you don't need to do so much. You can start with an hour a day. Like me. Another book I read back then was about how you become an expert after 10,000 hours. I don't know if I'm an expert, but I certainly am a pro. So back in Lucerne, as I said, that's when I started writing Wanderlust. So I always write from my feelings. That's where it starts. And back then, when I moved to Lucerne, I was age 28, then my boyfriend moved me into his share house, and I don't know if he really asked these guys if I could move in, but I felt welcomed, but I also felt uncomfortable. And so that's where the feelings came from. And so when I wrote Wanderlust, I wrote it about a girl called Sarah. She's a travel agent from Perth, and she goes to Switzerland on this cultural adventure. And she stays with a homestay family, and she just feels welcomed by the parents, but very uncomfortable, unwelcomed by the brother, the homestay brother. And so I wanted to explore these feelings because at the share house in Lucerne where I was living, there was one guy. My ex-husband's, who was my boyfriend at the time, his two friends and my husband, my boyfriend, and me, four of us. And one of the guys, I think, was an introvert. And what an introvert is someone who gains energy from being alone. So I know what it's like when he would come home. I think he would just wanted to be alone in the house. He was a teacher, so, you know, he needed to recharge his energy. But this made me feel so uncomfortable sometimes because I could feel that tension. And I've been the same. I'm an introvert too. I need to be alone to recharge. And when there's someone always there, it just drives me crazy. And I act like hostile as well. So yeah, that's where the feelings came from. But I think the other thing was I was an English as a second language teacher for 18 years, and I heard a lot of stories from my students about living in homestay, and so I was kind of inspired by this as well, and just imagining what it'll be like to live in a homestay family when maybe you don't get along that well with your family at home, and then you draw the lottery for living in a homestay family on the other side of the world. So there are all these cultural differences as well as personal differences, and it's just a kind of weird situation. Most students I know had good experience, but a lot of them didn't as well. So this was Sarah, just feeling kind of quiet and invisible living in Lucerne. And yeah, so that was where that came from. And then I went to German school as well, like she did. So yeah, I don't really have that much of a wild imagination when it comes to making stuff up. I write basically my experiences and then I blend it with fiction. So she goes to class, and in Switzerland is really different. When you learn German there, there's a lot of refugees most of the rest of the class are refugees. So it was actually really interesting to learn, to meet people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, probably. And as in Australia, when I taught English, the students are from, at first when I started teaching, they were from mostly Swiss German, Korean and Japanese with some other Europeans. And then when I was about 26, the visa rules changed, and there was a lot of students from Colombia and Brazil. So I taught a lot of those students too. And then when I moved to Switzerland and I was married and I could work and I worked in a hotel school, then I had a lot of Russian students as well as Thai students and I had a lot of Chinese students too in Australia as well. So yeah, had a lot of experience with these different cultures, and it was amazing. But yeah, I had never been in this situation where I met a lot of refugees before. And so yeah, Sarah does in the novel. And that was my experience meeting some of those people in the class as well. So, but Wanderlust is a love story, or some excitement happens in it, and a few things happen. Those were imagined, yes. So it's not all based on my experience, but some imagined. So yeah, if you're interested in reading Wanderlust, then check out the link below. And if you would like to help me, or you'd like to spread the word, if you enjoy listening to these stories, I would love it if you would leave me a quick review on Amazon, or not Amazon, on, yeah, Amazon too. If you read my novel, you can leave me a review on Amazon as well. That would be awesome. But on Apple or wherever you are listening to this podcast, if you left me a review, that would be awesome. And also, if you'd like to share it, you can take a screenshot and tag me on social media. My Instagram is MorellParker_XX. It's also in the show notes. So thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed this story, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.